Washington, this is VOA News. Christian community in Surabaya, Indonesia honors those lost on Air Asia flight. Israel weighs new measures after Palestinian ICC move. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Air Asia officials say four more bodies were recovered from the Java Sea on Sunday as Indonesian teams continued searching for the wreckage of a passenger jet that disappeared a week ago. Bad weather is hampering efforts to locate most of the 162 people believed to have been killed aboard the flight. Murky waters forced divers to turn back Sunday after nearing what officials suspect is the main debris field. It's been a tough time for the Christian community in Surabaya, remembering parishioners lost in the disaster. Ron Corbin reports.
The tragedy weighed heavily on Surabaya's Christian community. One church lost 40 parishioners when the Air Asia flight crashed in the Java Sea. Pastor Bernardo Corri Di Maggio from the International Christian Assembly in Surabaya said the community had been brought together by the tragedy.
It has been such a distraught moment. We even held a impromptu prayer night. We opened up the church for prayer.
The search for bodies and debris moved into a new phase Sunday with the deployment of locators to pinpoint signals from the jet's black box data recorders. Ron Corbin, VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Suspected Boko Haram militants have seized a military base in the northeast Nigeria town of Baga. Local residents said the armed Islamist group overwhelmed troops following an hours-long battle at the facility near Lake Chad. The base is used by a multinational task force mandated to fight transnational crime and incursions. It includes soldiers from Nigeria, Chad, and Niger. This is VOA News. A suicide car bombing in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, killed at least four people. It happened near the city's international airport. The bomber also died. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for Sunday's attack. Islamic State released a new propaganda video, this one showing a British hostage depicting life as normal in the militant-controlled Iraqi city of Mosul. In an eight-minute video posted on jihadi websites, the hostage, photojournalist John Cantley, claims life in Mosul is business as usual. He said residents in Iraq's second-biggest city, taken over by Islamic State insurgents last June, are not living in fear. Britain says it is studying the content of the Mosul video. Israel is weighing more steps to punish the Palestinians for their efforts to join the International Criminal Court, even as it froze $125 million in tax revenues it collects for them. The Palestinians rely on the monthly tax revenue transfer to run their government and pay the salaries of civil servants. The Palestinian bid to join the Hague-based court could lead to war crime charges against Israel, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed Sunday that his country would not let it happen. Speaking to his cabinet Sunday, Mr. Netanyahu called the Palestinians' move to join the International Criminal Court confrontational and said he will not allow Israeli soldiers and commanders to be dragged to The Hague for prosecution. Pakistan says its airstrikes have killed 31 militants and a suspected U.S. drone strike another seven insurgents in the tribal regions along the Afghan border. Islamabad says its air force destroyed four terrorist hideouts and a suicide bomber training center in the Khyber tribal district. Thousands of police officers and mourners from around the United States gathered Sunday in New York to honor Wen Jian Liu, a policeman shot to death last month in a targeted attack. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and family members eulogized the officer who was killed alongside his partner while sitting in their patrol car late last month. 28-year-old Ishmael Brinsley killed Liu and Officer Rafael Ramos before shooting himself in a nearby subway station. North Korea is lashing out at the United States for imposing new sanctions as punishment for allegedly hacking the computers of Sony Pictures. A foreign ministry spokesman called the sanctions hostile and repressive, saying they will not only harden Pyongyang's will and resolution to defend the sovereignty of the country. And the new U.S. Congress convenes Tuesday with Republicans controlling both the House of Representatives and the Senate, and conservatives saying they're determined to reverse some of President Barack Obama's policies. Republicans in both chambers will be trying to overturn his signature health care reform and block his executive order on immigration. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.